like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch.
And welcome back with our morning show today, ladies and gentlemen, the top of the hour with Gabriel Hernandez. Just fucking kidding. Could you guys absolutely imagine if I had an intro like that to the podcast? That would be insane. That'd be like the whitest thing I could ever fucking do. No offense to all my white people out there. No offense to anybody out there. It's just a term. It's just a phrase. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody knows that. But what you don't know is we are back for the, fourth consecutive podcast in a week. Talk about history being made. A little bit late on the reaction and the timing to the tweet that I previously put out about talking about breaking records. And here we are, alas, here on a Monday. It's a Monday for myself because I return to work later on today. But if you know me, and if you know yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, if we think about this as a whole, we working all the time. If I ain't working in one place, I'm working at the other. If I'm working at the other, I'm working all of the above, ladies and gentlemen. We're always working at something, so no matter what the fuck it is, we're working, and we don't stop it. But to top it off and be accurate, this is True Speech, ladies and gentlemen. True Speech with the King. It's episode 503. Episode 503. Yeah, can we botch that any better? I mean, I know, I understand that we went into the 500th era, but it's me saying episode 3 versus episode 503. I mean, maybe if we had that ridiculous introduction that we just put on earlier, like a few seconds ago, then yeah, it could be a totally different show at the top of the hour. Just kidding, but no, maybe I should go take my talents elsewhere and become a newsman or something like that. Believe it or not, those motherfuckers are quite well recognized, especially the women on Univision, especially just the newsmen and newswomen of America in general. Not saying that anything and everything they say is accurate, not saying that they're not controlled by some higher upper powers and stuff. I mean, the news people are kind of told what to say, what to broadcast, and they can't be free thinkers. That's why there's so much controversy when it comes to that. But anyways, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is True Speech, episode 503. We are back. It is good to be back, ladies and gentlemen. And forgive me, I actually had to look back and think, were we actually on 503, or did we already do it? And I'm looking back at the notes and the most recent episode that was dropped in 502. But here we are in episode 503. It is Sunday, March 3rd. I was thinking of, because we just got out of the month of February. Dude, can we botch the show any more bad than we have in the first not even 5 minutes here? We're back. We're live, ladies and gentlemen. As always, before we begin, if you like our show, if you support our show, if you rock with us completely, 100%, we rock with you, 150%, ladies and gentlemen. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell anyone, everyone, and everybody. Anyone, everyone, and all of the masses. What's your favorite rising podcast, most relaxed podcast there is right there, out there on the web? I mean, as out of all the millions of podcasts, man, you want something you could chill out. You want something you could listen and vibe to. Something you can laugh to with the unpredictability. Not even being biased. We're being truthful here. No pun intended here on True Speech with the King. Tell your friends, tell your family. We're available everywhere you get your shows, exclusively on Spotify Podcast. Be sure to follow them. Give them a follow on Threads, Instagram, Twitter. Get them on Twitter. Should we do one with a British accent the whole entire podcast? Or no, should we not folk off? We should folk off and stick to the massive agenda that we have here on our table this morning. Joke's on you. I'm not sitting at a table. Follow me on Instagram, GTheKing_official, and on Twitter, X.com, formerly known as Twitter, GTKingOfficial. GTKingOfficial, one more time, like I said. What's it called? Instagram, True Speech Pod, as well as Threads, Truth Speech Pod on Instagram and Twitter and motherfucking Threads. Okay, let's begin our show, ladies and gentlemen. We're at the third day already in March. Can you believe that we're already back? Can you believe that this is the most consistent we've been in God knows how long? Can you believe there's like 10,000 lighters all over the fucking place in here? And I know we said something similar like the other day. Dude, lighters are like the most commonly lost thing. The most commonly lost item. Most commonly lost, by far. When I was in grade school, it was lead pencils. When I was working at an office job, or office space job, it was pens. Like, hey, Howard, fuck you. Give me my pen back. You stole my pen, you bitch. Right? You gotta kind of raise the tones here because motherfuckers don't give what's ours back. And we can relay that amongst many different forms of life. But one thing for sure I know is we got a lighter here for every scenario. Good morning to all, wherever the hell you come from. On Central American time. So for me, it's 6 a.m. Now, I know people are thinking, why the fuck is he talking about the time? Why the fuck did he talk about this? Why the fuck did he talk about that? I mean, most times when I'm out there talking about the show, or say if I needed to advertise it, and or like, hey, what's up, man? Are you in a podcast? You know, because I got this show, you know, this podcast show every week on Spotify that I'd like for you to check out, or I'd like for you to come on and join. You know, I haven't had a guest in a million years, but like the most common question would be people like, what do I do? I don't know. I'm nervous. I don't know what to talk about. All this, like, dude, get the dick out your mouth and take a chance. It's all about sitting down and absolutely just conversate. You don't even have to worry about the microphone right there. I'm smoking a weed pipe, and I'm literally looking right here completely just relaxed and chill. As chill as possible, man. One thing I know for sure that we have not said here on the show in a while is a famous thing that I would always talk about and I'd always say is sit back, relax, get your feet up. This is a show to listen to your friend with your friends. With the family, where you're sitting high as a kite. Absolutely. That would be the direction that I am choosing. But it wouldn't be what I'm limited. Not, you know, it's subject, but not limited to, or whatever the fuck the phrase was. You know, like it's sub, like, you know, you have this option, but you're not limited to just that, ladies and gentlemen. We are a podcast that's for everybody. We are a podcast that keeps people up in the morning, or gets people up in the morning. I've been told many times, especially by ladies, my voice is distinctive. My voice stands out. Julie told me this more than anything. Dude, my voice, everything about my voice, it travels. You know, and some goddamn times, I don't realize that. And why not? Because I just don't realize it. There's a lot of things about ourselves that we don't understand that other people simply tell us. Now, if you are full of shit, you can jump off a bridge and go fuck yourself, because I only listen to facts. And to kind of capitalize off the last episode we did, you know, not every single person you can run into and have around you is trustworthy. If all else fails, ladies and gentlemen, and a choice needs to be made, or things need a gun ahead, what's your little circle of friends? It's going to be the quickest one to turn on you. That's why I never really had a huge group of friends or stuff like that. I used to think that was a solution. I used to think that way when I was in the middle school. And I used to think that way about having friends. Girls, and obviously not just girls and men, but I've grown up generally towards and around women. Because I was raised around a lot of strict people and stuff, and a lot of strict structures and whatnot. And, you know, it's generally, I just grew up around women. So overall, when I look at the world, when I visualize the world in itself, when I look at the world around me, when I look at the citizens, the civilians, everyone that makes the world what it is, you know, I've begun to understand where it is, where it's coming from, why it's the way that it is. You know, something clicked one day, and all of a sudden I just wanted to be more awakened to the fact. I was just literally thinking about this before we started the podcast. Like, I was accepting of this, too. All right, so in reality, whenever I hear and see anything, like, you know, the most popular celebrities, Hollywood's massive celebrities, man. I mean, I don't know how much you guys are into conspiracy, quote-unquote, theories and whatnot, but you're over here looking at, like, the ultimate globalist and world leaders and, you know, Hollywood's elite when it comes to the pedophilic-based groups and stuff that reside in America. And you know, you get readings and predictions and accusations of famous actors, actresses, and just overall public figures, right? It's thrown all over the place, man. Hollywood is full of them. But one thing I was trying not to think about was, is this world really ran by pedophiles and people that are, if people were to hear who they truly were, they would be in absolute shock. I mean, I can understand that as well. I can, you know, I can definitely see where people are coming from. That's what makes me an eccentric thinker, a detailed thinker. I mean, I think about the things that not everybody else thinks about. If I'm thinking about something, if I'm wanting to do something, or if I'm wanting to act on an instinct or act on an action of my own, I'm more than prone to do it. Like I said in the last show, I have to structure my fucking self properly before making these choices, because I've taken these L's back to back. I've gone through hell and back, and sometimes, unfortunately, put myself through more than I should. As do we all as humans. That's what makes us human. If we don't struggle, we don't know what it's like to win. The best fucking part of this whole story is when you're sitting back, not fully complete with the work, but you're in a damn good spot to where you can sit back and say you fucking made it past the horrible parts. You made it past the first tier, the difficult part, the hard part, quote unquote. And some You know, I can't tell you how sick I get from fully wanting to quit on something. A friendly voice told me one time, just put it down and take a break. And I'm thinking in my head, well, I'm not fucking finished with it yet. There's still more to do. Just this the other day, I was told I needed some sleep, right? And I had been up for quite substantially a long amount of time. You know, I'll go to sleep and wake up early or have a long day and take hella long. Because I take a long ass time to go back. I mean, you guys have been my witnesses. I mean, dude, we've had 2 a.m. podcast on here for fuck's sakes. It's 6 a.m. and here we are at 6 a.m. here in America, Central Time. Like San Francisco, Los Angeles. I don't fucking know if that's Central Time, but it's 6 a.m. So all I'm trying to say is we're here out and about all the time. Nighttime is my time to think. It's my time to digress things. Obviously, it's a morning now, smart ass. But it's morning time. And now I have the chance and the opportunity to think about stuff even more. Even when I'm not around. If I'm not around the average person. Or just people in general. I mean, I don't have anything else better to do. I mean, I'm saying, like, there's so much in the world that people need to dedicate their time to. And it's put in the wrong areas. Meaning our time management, our structure, our investments in our life. We only get what we put in. And speaking of that, did you guys... I don't even know if I've posted it yet because it feels like it's been forever since. Have you guys seen the first, you guys should if you haven't, look at the first rough drafts of the True Speech 500th episode edition, special edition podcast t-shirt. If you guys haven't checked it out, if you don't know, now you know, bitches. Or does he say, if you don't know, now you know, nigga. All right, let's go. Let's scroll. I know you could probably hear like a tapping sound, but hey, fuck off. Oh, I don't even know if I took a fucking picture of it. Oh, here he goes. Dude, look at that shit. That shit is clean. One thing it for sure does, I mean, it's the black edition. Because there was a yellow edition and a black edition of this podcast t-shirt. I wanted to celebrate the 500th episode of the show. And it's 10 years and stuff. So, I mean, obviously, I got to do something somewhat, right? When it comes to, like, so I'm just saying, like, our investments, our time management. All this is required for ourselves to be able to push through and push to the highest points of our lives, our most important forms of our life, our most critical, our most informative, the parts of life that show us the most about things. Now, it's on you to have an open mind about things. It's on you to be able to recognize and see every little bit, every little piece of the puzzle. You know, there's also a version of the story where we sit here and we don't realize something until it's too late. Now, which person are you? Cause, effect, cause, effect, cause, effect. You do something, it has an effect. Does not matter what the fuck you done. Everything has an effect. Everything has a meaning behind it. From hidden meanings to right out there in the open. It's all about how the fuck you perceive it. How do you take it in? How do you respond to it? How do you react to this? Like an insult, for example. Or something that someone says that's quote-unquote offensive. Or orchestrated, that are created with dark humor. Not everybody has a strong stomach, and not everybody can take a joke. Some people are pussies. I was going to say pussies. Some people are straight pussies when it comes to that. You're a little bitch, quite frankly, if you can't take a joke. I mean, if you have someone sitting here roasting you, but it's a friendly time. Like, I have a friend that will roast me, and during certain times of the day, get unloaded on with jokes and stuff. Like, I had a mohawk, she called me zebra. I'm like, dude, oh man, that made me shave my mohawk off completely. I shaved my head in the beginning anyway, so I mean, it's not like there's anything, but you know, dude, being roasted, just taking jokes or being able to take in the truth, no pun intended, people just can't absorb the things they don't want to believe. What I mean by that is that if I tell you something, I'm not saying it just to say it. I'm saying out of the kindness of my heart. You know, saying it as someone who cares about someone. Saying it as someone who puts themselves before the people. And mind you, putting yourself before others can result in mass fatalities for yourself. Emotionally, physically, and, you know, can actually be fatal. But, you know, the way that we go about these things, like I said, going back to the structuring, planning, game planning for everything. If you don't prepare for stuff, the worst can happen. You've got to get on your high horse. You've got to strategize. You've got to be strategic. You got to get yourself to the points where you don't have to look back. At least not just yet. You don't have to think twice. You don't have to doubt yourself. You don't have to let others bother you. I'd be damned if I let someone bother me all the time, dude. I wake up, I go to sleep. I wake up, I go to sleep. We argue on whatever fucking day it is. Whatever bullshit comes my way. Whatever comes my way on that day. I'm not trying to rhyme. We're sounding like Dr. Seuss here. Whatever comes my way on that day, dude. Okay? Whatever happens, happens during that day. I wake up. The next day I rise. That's my opportunity to be better. That's my opportunity to prove and to make up for yesterday's mistakes. However, I always talk about this. It doesn't give you clearance and doesn't put you in the clear for your previous mistakes had you made them the previous day. Meaning your sins. Today's Sunday. I don't fucking sin on Sunday. I told people that. I always say, like, I don't sin on Sundays and stuff like that, and try to create, like, a little fucking weird religion or something like that. You know how people have their own sayings and stuff for all this shit now? Like, they're able to make up groups like the LGBTQ community and gay rights, trans rights. You know they have, like, a transgender LGBTQ date coming up here that's actually on the physical calendar now? Who would have thought, huh? Who would have thought? So if they can come up with stuff, why can't we? We're the people. As if that's supposed to mean something.
We're the people. We're the people.
Okay. And the people's voices don't matter. Only the collective few and only the idiots. Only the rich. I mean, if you look at it in the world, in the country, the way we live our lives, ladies and gentlemen, it's not the way we specifically live our lives, but it's the way that the world operates. The ones in power, the rich white men in suits. The ones that everyone is fans of and we're looking at and are our leaders. Meaning the paparazzi, the pop culture's leaders. What do pop culture, like the people of the world, the regular people. The civilians, the ones who are watching the show. Now, what these people have put in the script for what they plan for America and for the world in general, and quote unquote, if conspiracies are real or whatnot, if they're not, that's a different ballgame. That's a whole entire different ballgame. Okay, we're described as the people watching the show, like you guys. You guys are listening to this podcast, aren't you? But this is a good show. We're spreading truth. We're spreading knowledge. We don't spread fear. We don't spread any of that other forms, any of those other forms of stuff. You know, we as a whole clan, I like to say. I say we as a whole would generally be first to speak up about things. We are, you know, some of the most important voices in the world, in America, in our free world, have been silenced and targeted because of their controversies with the ones who are scared for the truth. You're scared for the truth. Makes you a coward. To circle back to one of my important points. People being able to stomach the truth. People being able to take in the realities of things. What are you? What is your purpose? What is your cause? What do you think you are to this world? We live and we die. We live and we die. Every single moment, you're taking your own breath. You're taking your first breath, or you're taking a breath. Someone's taking their last one. People are getting killed, raped, abused, kidnapped, lied to, manipulated, cheated on. The world we live in is a terrible world, man. But just because all this stuff goes on around me, doesn't make me any less excited to be in my life and alive and a part of this world. I'm grateful. And as humans, we should be damn grateful because we don't get a second chance at life, man. This ain't is not a video game. You know, I try to tend to take the approach of just being humble about things, being appreciative about things, and, you know, obviously being loyal about things and you know, kind of approaching it in a humble way. Because if I don't, that's where karma comes in. And I've already talked about this with you guys. Karma is not undefeated. I mean, it's undefeated. It picks you whenever it wants you. You know, I'm under the impression of that being the reason. Like, every time something I do that's questionable, every time I do something that's heartless, terrible, or heavily questionable, that's when karma strikes. I could name a few, probably a whole hand worth of full of stuff at the top of my hand, but I'm not gonna, because I don't need to highlight any of the stuff I've done bad as a person. I mean, we've all done things as bad. Now, I'm not sitting here trying to pose as a hero or anything like that, but, you know, we can all relate as people. You know, we all make mistakes. If we didn't make mistakes, we wouldn't be human. Now, if you're getting on yourself about making mistakes and stuff, don't, come on, you got to give yourself the leeway in a lot of ways. But if you are accustomed to making these mistakes routinely or quite often, I have a reality check for you. It's not a motherfucking goddamn mistake. It's a choice. You've got to separate them. We've got to know what the difference is between a mistake and a choice. You know, people make mistakes all the time. Some worse than others. Some minimal, some extreme. And all assets to life, and all forms of life. We make mistakes. Two things we can do. We respond to it, or we walk away from it and run away like a coward and we never face it. The third option, didn't mention, you pretend like you didn't know what happened, or you go as if you're... Maybe people can ignore problems and stuff or act like they don't care about it. But in the end, deep down inside, when karma comes back and circles around back at you, it's just as bad, ladies and gentlemen. Something bad happens to you. You can respond to it in a positive way, a negative way, or my favorite answer, you can use it as motivation for knowledge and to ensure that you are not wanting to see that same fate later on in life. I mean, if something negative, something bad happens to you, and it was one of the worst, imagine one of the worst feelings in the world, right? For a second, just sit here and imagine the worst thing in the world. For a second. And you can get the feeling of that. You go back, you think about it in your head, you draw some tears, you get some emotions going, you get the fire burning again, you think of someone you don't like as well. something like that. Okay, so if you think about something that motivates you, that fires you up, that gets you ready to go, gets you pumping in the morning, or pump that iron, or go run that mile, or go to the gym, or go talk to that favorite girl that you've been thinking about or obsessing about, whatever it is, for simply just grateful to wake up. You know how many people I have heard say that they're grateful to wake up in the morning? Some people only want the simplest things, man. The simplest things cause the biggest problems and the most unfortunate circumstances for people in the world. The best people in the world, the most heartfelt, the most giving, the most caring people, the most intimate people, some of the most passionate in the people, some of the most passionate, excuse me, I want to re-say that, the most passionate people in the world get fucked over the most. I consider myself a passionate person. I consider myself a very detailed, structured like person. I'm not gonna sit here and say every single fucking thing in my life's detailed. It's getting there. Like I said, I'm not anywhere near where I need to be or where I want to be. Don't think anybody is. I don't think anybody will be. If you are one of those people that are constantly looking for success, like I said, like we were saying the other day, and then after this, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then I want to talk to you about something we mentioned, but we did not capitalize off of it in the last podcast. So if you're prepared for something, right? If you're getting yourself ready, you're motivating yourself, you get to think for a second, like, you know, every day you wake up, like we were just saying, some people are grateful just to simply wake up. You know, passionate people are the people who are more obsessed with the world, and they take it differently than anyone else does, in positives and in negatives. So something unfortunate happens, they'll take it a little harder. Something unfortunate, something sad happens, they'll cry a little harder. Something fucked up happens, they might get a little bit more out of it. They may respond in a negative way. You know, we are all prone to making mistakes. We are prone to making mistakes. We are human. Anybody that thinks that you shouldn't or can't make mistakes, you're being too damn hard on yourself. And trust me, I know, because that's something that I feel like I always have been like. But to tell you the truth, for all those people, anybody out there that just in general that thinks that this is wrong, or I'm not doing this right, or I'm not doing this right, you gotta stop with the I am not doing part first. You gotta stop with that and think you're trying something that people are too nervous to do, too scared to do. You're having the courage to do a lot of things that people aren't doing. And the biggest haters in the world are the most fucking ugliest, stupidest, fattest, most unathletic people in the world. I mean, if you look, it's always the fucking ugly people, man. A girl's talking shit about another girl. Okay, you're looking. Most likely the girl who's getting talked shit about is the one who's attractive. It's usually the butt ass ugly bitch that's talking about it. The most uneducated, the least smartest out of the two, the least educated, and the one with the least amount of money in her account. It's always the losers talking shit about the winners. I take criticism differently. I take trash talk differently. If you can't trash talk, if you don't know what you're doing against me, it's going to be a long, long damn day, for as long as that lasts, or as long as you choose to get hit in the face with fate and stuff like that. You know, I'm not one to trash talk or say, get into confrontations, man. I like my peace. I like my quiet. I like my positive vibes, man. I'm always chilling, man. I'm always enjoying my time. I'm always out, and I'm always on the verge of doing something. You know, every day, like I said, I wake up with positive attributes for the world, positive attributes for my day, and I don't carry over any negative vibes, anything but positive attributes and positive, encouraging emotional and mental thoughts. Time to take a little hit, man. We will be back after these messages, folks. And we are back, folks, at the top of the hour. So I alluded to and I hinted at going back and capitalizing on something that we discussed in the previous podcast. Like, I was listening to the other day. So the other day, right, you know, I was talking about the Starbucks thing, right? I briefly hinted at Starbucks for a second. So the reason why I talked about that was because when I went in there, dude, I was waiting for a ride share, a fucking Uber or something for like 15 minutes. I left and I smelled like coffee. Like I had cologne on that was made of coffee, dude. And I know that I'm not retarded. I know that you go in there, you smell like it. I've been in there all day to do homework. We were kids and we didn't get Wi-Fi and stuff. And when Wi-Fi was a thing, you know, it wasn't that it was newer, just that we didn't have it. Some of the kids didn't have it. So I went to Starbucks all the time to do and get my Wi-Fi and do quote unquote homework when I really just liked it originally to see chicks walking. I'm like seeing the pretty chicks that got Starbucks. I mean, mainly more attractive girls in the world get Starbucks than ones who are ugly. That's for sure. That's a fact. Can you believe that? It's a fact. I'm probably gonna get slayed like a dragon for saying that. But what I was saying is that, dude, the employees, dude, go home smelling like a coffee house. Man, these girls' pussies smell like coffee beans, I'm pretty sure. Hey, that wouldn't be too bad. That's better than smelling like fry grease. Like SpongeBob, right? No, I mean, I used to have an ex that told me that, you know, I try to give her some affection or some love or something, some kisses on the way from the way back being from, because I was back from work and shit. She's like, ew, take a shower first. I'm like, shut your fucking mouth, bitch. Shut the fuck up. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, pretty much, that's pretty much what my action said, but I was like, all right. I mean, I don't fucking get it, but all right. And then when my ass goes to, we're gonna get some more weed out of this bag. When my ass goes to, what's it called? You hear me stuttering? When my ass goes to take a shower and all that, I'm taking my clothes off, right? I'm taking my clothes off. I'm smelling them, and they smell like fry grease, dude. I'm like, dude, this is what she fucking means, dude. I mean, it's not like I can't smell and shit like that. Obviously, I can smell and shit, what you mean. But I can smell, but I guess just at certain times, a lot of people can't smell certain things. I mean, I've been told that you can't smell your own scent, but that's bullshit because anybody knows. I mean, I know I can. I can definitely smell if someone smells like shit. I could also smell someone's a little bitch too. A little ass biatch. Bitch, bitch, bitch. You like this unfiltered podcast? You like this unfiltered, raw, entertaining, relaxing, inspiring, motivating podcast? Be sure to follow us, ladies and gentlemen. The link to follow our show is in the bio. Oh yeah, I'm a little slut. I'm a little OnlyFans chick. Hit the link in my bio. I sound like a little slut saying that. A little whore slut. Let's see how fast you can cuss. Whore slut, cunt, bitch. Oof. Believe how fast you go. No, but for reals. If you guys like our show, if you like our vibes, if you like to hang out with us, the feeling is mutual, my friends. Twitter.com/truespeechpod, x.com, excuse me. If you're not a Twitter fan, if you don't call it Twitter, then that's perfectly fine. x.com/truespeechpod. for all the latest and the greatest updates and the most recent updates on all things Truth Speech related, all things Gabriel related, and whatever else it is. And also GT King Official on x.com/GT King Official. You have joined the early morning show with Gabriel Hernandez, folks. I sound like a rapist. Can we cut that last part out? I'm not a rapist or something like that. Never have been and never will. But yeah, so point blank is those fuckers smell like absolute fucking Starbucks, dude. I never even got what the hype is about it, dude. All those attractive whores, go and get it. I mean, there's some dudes that go to Starbucks and get more than Starbucks. But hey, quite frankly, you're a woman as well if you get Starbucks and you're a man. However, I do myself indulge in the vanilla bean frappuccino. Extra caramel, bitch. If there ain't extra caramel in there, there's a damn problem. I didn't just pay $6 for no reason. Price isn't a problem. But still, I paid for my shit. Give me my shit, man. You know what I mean? But no real man goes and gets Starbucks, okay? Real men make their coffee at home in their robe. Then they take a shower. Or, in my case, fuck their wife. You should fuck your wife before you go to work every day. If you don't, there's a problem there. That's the thing. We can be informative, but also be unfiltered as well, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody here smoking right now? Pull out the blunt. Spark it up. Let's join together. Let's have a good time. Let's guide each other to places and take ourselves to places we never go to. Take our place in the world somewhere. And rearrange the thought process. Rearrange how we take in our information. Rearrange how we approach all and every aspect of life. If you do that, can you imagine how much a life is prospered? How much of life gets you to the point where you prosper left and right? It's an exciting feeling. It releases endorphins. It makes you feel good when you achieve something, when you get that pretty girl's phone number, when you you fuck a bad bitch for the first time. That must have a good feeling. When you nut in 30 seconds, though, it isn't one of the best feelings. I mean, obviously, be like, oh, this is my first time. I did not mean to. I came so fast. You ever come so fast? It's an ashamed thing, but when you get to the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth time, then you start lasting. Oh my God, we're still going. We're still going. We're still going. I can't believe it. You keep on going, you keep on going, you keep on going. You will prosper in all areas of life. Like, don't give up because something's fucking hard. Just be harder. You know what I mean? Ah, that water's so good. But what I've learned in life is nothing good comes easy. And as we mentioned earlier, the people who get fucked over the most are primarily the good people. Primarily the honest people. The people who, in a way, have nothing to do with it. The people who are trying to fight the cause. The people who are trying to make life a lot better than it is. We're trying every bit, piece by piece, to be better human beings. And it does not always happen that way, unfortunately. It's a very unfortunate scenario. It's a very unfortunate reality. It's very unfortunate to even have to think about. Because it happens. You know, it happens to people. It happens in life, and it sucks because you see people who aren't prepared for that kind of shit that happens, and they drown, man. They try to run every single person they can, and get whatever help they can, and it's not enough. Meaning it's not enough is that maybe they just aren't prepared to try and take the advice that XYZ is giving because you're so damn broken and shattered from whatever happened because you weren't prepared. So being structured, you know, preparing yourself for whatever else is there to happen, it's an important thing. You've got to prepare for stuff. It's better to be over-prepared than under-prepared. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't sit here and I wouldn't want to think that my advice got everybody under-prepared or something like that. No, I want to give all sides of the spectrum. We try to think at all angles of everything that we do when it comes to this podcast. It's like the world of me, but I try to relate to the people the most while on top providing my own insight on it because I feel like I have something to offer when it comes to that. And it's very well true. Lots of people said that. 43 podcast subscribers on Spotify say it, you little bitches. And I appreciate you all too. On top of that, this is a time for us to join together, join our thoughts together. This is a chance to spread the knowledge with the masses. Everybody deserves it, man. We all do. We all deserve to have somebody to sit down and listen to and talk to. Which sparks me in to say that we all deserve to have someone to listen. I may not know what you went through, but if you describe it to me and you tell me about it, you describe it. Love people that can describe things, by the way. You can visualize. Describing and visualizing is two of the most important things. If you tell me how it was or what happened, then that can be the best thing ever. You know, that if you tell me how it was, then I can imagine it. And it can almost feel real when I imagine it. I mean, that's kind of a cool thing, though, don't you think? I mean, I believe generally that I can imagine and visualize a lot of things, and they are pretty damn real. Let me tell you, they are pretty damn real. I mean, I don't really generally imagine anything outside the box, but I will think of a lot of stuff and visualize how certain things would be and stuff like that. You know, sometimes it's hard to meet yourself in the middle, but sometimes it's pretty easy. You know, sometimes you just got to kind of, you know, work around it. In other words, meeting yourself in the middle. What happens if you do that? If you'll meet yourself in the middle, you're going to biasly be on one side of the equation more so, or you're going to be on the other side. You're never going to meet yourself in the middle, meaning you're never going to somewhat come to a conclusion on your thought process or your conclusion on something like the resolution, the solution. No matter what it is, you're always going to be undecided and things just will not go your way, ladies and gentlemen. They won't go your way because it's not destined for it to go that way because you're not doing the right things necessary. You don't do the right things necessary, you're at fault for the lack of and or the prevention of stuff in your life. Meaning like, dude, you want to get somewhere. You want to be somewhere. You feel you deserve to be so-and-so or every other place, you know, A, B, or C. Then you've got to get there. And it doesn't happen overnight. It does not happen overnight. It happens as a result of your hard work. You don't need me to tell you guys anything. You need to do it on your own. You need to get there without somebody, preferably. The reason why I'm saying it so confidently is because I have battled my life without people. So now that I'm at a better spot in life, I can find myself to a point where I can feel comfortable with or without someone. You know, just in general, whether it's friends, whether it's family, doesn't matter. You know, as long as you're comfortable, as long as your life is meaningful. Now, everybody's life is meaningful, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not saying that nobody's life is meaningful or more meaningful than others. But some people don't, like I said earlier, they don't recognize nor realize the importance of their own life. We've had people succumb to that and unfortunately kill themselves, which isn't really cool at all, and isn't cool at all, obviously. That's one of the most devastating things you possibly ever have happened. It's an unfortunate sequence of events that do happen at times, but you know, the best case scenario is to find, look at we're a motivating suicide awareness show now. psych. The best case scenario is to talk amongst people you trust. Don't give off too much of your energy to other people. You give enough of your energy away, you're not going to have enough for yourself, and you're not going to have enough for your own judgment. You're not going to have any for your own self. You're not going to have any for you, because you're going to be so stuck up in, or stuck in the mud when it comes to your judgments. So everything's going to be off slightly. You're not going to have a day where you feel, oh, I just feel fucking amazing all the time. No, you're going to feel like absolute shit no matter what. Or better yet, said in other words, you're never going to realize your true potential. You're always just going to be that B plus item. You're always going to be second best. Mind you, I'm not in a competition with anyone. I don't feel like I am personally. I mean, a lot of people don't feel the same way. You're your own person. I believe everybody should be their own person. I believe everybody should aspire to be everything they want to be. You know, as long as that's realistic, and go for that dream. Don't hesitate. Don't keep yourself from where you want to be. For damn sure, don't let anyone else keep you where you're supposed to be. You are who you are because of your actions, because of what's happened to you. It's not about what happens to you. It's about how you get through it. It's about how you get through it. It's how you prosper. It's how you improve the quality of your life. It's how you get through the easiest parts and the most difficult parts of life, ladies and gentlemen. Not everything's easy. Hell no. You got me fucked up if you think everything's easy here, ladies and gentlemen. There's no forms of life that's easy. Not everything is meant to be flowers and rainbows. But you know what I mean? Whoa, where'd that music come from? On this last few minutes of True Speech, we're gonna do anything, everything, and all the things that we need. Anything that we need to do in life, anything that comes our way, we have to go after it, man. We gotta kick its ass. If it's a difficult thing, you know, you gotta seek help. You gotta go to people who you know for sure have your back, people who have experienced it, people who can provide insight. Look, I see myself as a very insightful person. I see myself as someone who will push through anything and everything that comes my way. Now, it's not the easiest thing. It's not something that I pride myself on. I mean, I don't want to be known for being fucked over in life and being able to get through it. I don't want to die with no purpose. I want to get myself somewhere and most places that I seek. There is no if, ands, or buts. There's nothing, I repeat, there is nothing that will keep me away from the things that matter. No human being should allow anybody or anything or any obstacles or anything or that's up and around your life be the reason why you don't follow your dreams. We only get one life, man. We got to kick its fucking ass as long and as while we can. You know what I mean? We can only do as much as we put out. We only do as much as we, you know, physically might want to. We got to dedicate our minds to this stuff. We've got to keep ourselves in line. And we've got to deliver on time. Boom, bitch. Dr. Seuss up in this building, baby. How is that for some motivation on this episode, eh? Is it me? Or do I feel like we were very inspirational today? That's not a bad thing, though. Hey, if we can inspire one person a day, let alone probably a lot more than just one person, but if we can inspire and push people to be the best versions of themselves yet, the best version of themselves they've seen to date, then we're doing something right. Is there someone in here? Dude, there's like a ghost in here or something. I'm sorry, did my jacket like fall down or something? I don't know. But maybe we need some sleep or something. I don't know. If you're here, can you move that radio a little bit? My headphones? Hello? Are we sounding stupid here? We sound like we're seeing a ghost or something. Who do we know, ladies and gentlemen? Who knows what the hell's really out there? But, ladies and gentlemen, we have made history in a lot of ways. We have done things that matter. That was me purely. We have done things that motivate and inspire others. For our sakes, podcast-wise, we've broken some massive history this week. We have broken some massive history this week. We have reached some milestones in general. I mean, reaching episode 500 was, 500 episodes in one decade and stuff like that is an accomplishment in its own right. And it's something that I'm very proud of, something I'm very passionate about. But hey, the main thing is, what we were talking about, what we were alluding to, was the achievement of the 4+ podcast. Because we go back, we go out, let's go to Spotify. Yeah, 502. No. 3 podcasts, excuse me. My bad. We got ahead of ourselves a little bit, eh? So we did the grand one on February 19th. That's nearing a couple weeks ago now. And we returned for one for Tuesday. And then we returned for this Friday one and just returned today on Sunday. So we've got consistent, man. We've really gone consistent. And we're really looking to continue to do that, ladies and gentlemen. We're looking to continue to push the word. Push the narrative. Push the voice. Remember, the voice of the people, it cannot be silenced. You must not allow anybody to allow you to believe that. It can be. I am a fan of people who can put it all together. I'm a fan of people who aren't afraid to speak the truth. I'm a fan of people that know right from wrong and are very accountable. You know, it's admirable. It's appreciated. It's appreciative. It's appreciated, dude. Considering the very first part of this podcast, dude. Can you believe it, dude? We were all over the place. We weren't saying pronunciations correct or anything like that. So, as I did say, I counted it wrong. It's 3 podcasts. So, we did the one on the 19th. Turned Thursday. I think Friday. And here we are on Sunday. Achievement in its own right. Something that we can take with us this time around. Something that we can use as inspirations for the next show. Finish the podcast tease and maybe order a couple pairs. I'm thinking it's time to order a couple pairs of podcast t-shirts, ladies and gentlemen. We definitely got to do it. We do. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. I say we wrap it up here at that whatever fucking mark it is. It's nearly an hour. We're coming up on an hour. Every single episode, every single minute of this shit is sacred to us. So we appreciate everybody that joins us here as always, guys. Oh yeah. But be sure to obviously follow us on social media. If you didn't got that social media, subscribe, like, share, rate, and review. Share our show. We're available on Spotify Podcasts. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your baby mamas, tell your side bitches, tell anyone and everyone about your favorite new, fastest rising, chillest, most informative, most entertaining, most chill based podcast there is out there. You can follow my social media, GTKingOfficial on X, x.com/truthspeechwiththepod. True Speech with the Pod. We're so stoned here. Oh my God. x.com/truthspeechpod, x.com/GTKingOfficial. Instagram, you can follow me at True Speech Pod as well as GTKingOfficial. G the King underscore official. World record for the most mess ups in one show. I fucking think yes. Most definitely. But as we said, a huge string of shows. What a way to begin the third month in 2024. And many more to go, ladies and gentlemen. We've got so much more to go. Many more episodes coming out until the next one, too. We will be back on Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, for sure. If not Wednesday, sooner, but no later than Wednesday. We will be back on Wednesday. This is Gabriel Hernandez signing off for you guys. This is a morning edition, morning show, early morning show with Gabriel Hernandez, folks. Let's go. No, I'm just kidding. Change your voice midway. All right, but until we meet again, ladies and gentlemen, kick life's ass and kick everybody's ass. And no matter what the hell goes on in life, you kick that shit in the face and knock it out the park. You know, obviously, things are going to happen to you that you're not prepared for, but you got to do your best to prepare. You know what I mean? You got to prepare for the unprepared, expect the unexpected, and fight the things that have been unfought before, unproven. Show who you are, prove who you are, and show everybody why you deserve to be there in the first place. Until we meet again, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back up in this bitch on Wednesday. We're out of this bitch. Bye, folks.
Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, kinda get lit. Music allowed, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flick of a switch. I come to party, kinda get lit. Music allowed, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flick of a switch.